Hey, what's up, y'all? I know you haven't heard from me in a minute, but it's your girl, Jackie Rowe, in your front row with Jackie Rowe. And I have a dynamic, young, vibrant, young artist out of the Bronx, and her name is London Hill. Say what's up, London.
Hello, guys.
All right. So, London, tell the audience about, you know, who you are and where you're from. I told them the Bronx already. And just give them a little bit about why you love, you know, music and, you know, when did you get into it? And, you know, saying what you got going on right now.
My name is London Hill. I'm from the Bronx, as Jackie said. I'm 25 years old. So I basically just got into music when I was like 15, 14, but I was a singer. Like, I was really interested in being a singer. Yeah, I was singing at first. My mom used to put that pressure on me with the singing and stuff like that. She always used to say, like, oh, when you was born, like, the nurses said you would have stopped screaming. I think that's where you got your voice from. So I used to be like, what the hell? But yeah, it's definitely dope. I just love the way I sound on certain stuff. Like, that shit inspires me to go, like, more hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the reactions I get from the GP is amazing. So that shit just inspires me a lot. Just keep going.
Wow. And you do have a unique voice. You know what I mean? You just have that little strong voice. And when did you get into writing? Like, what inspired you? We're not going to ask about the artists yet, but what made you decide at that pivotal time that you wanted to stop from singing and you wanted to start writing your own stuff and become a rapper?
Wait, repeat that again. You broke it.
I'm sorry. I said, when did you decide that you wanted to stop singing? You can hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, and that you wanted to start writing and writing, you know, like in terms of writing your own music. And I'm not going to ask you about any, you know, artists that have inspired you yet, but I just really want to know, because I saw you in action. So I wanted to know, when did you decide that you wanted to start writing your own stuff?
It's crazy because when I first was singing, I used to just do like covers of other people's songs. I never, ever knew, like, It was so complicated for me to write a song. And it's like, I had to put my feet down, like, yo, really try this. Like, I was like, you know what? Let me dip into more of the rapping side now. And I'm like, but I think singing is more easier for me. But rapping, it's challenging because you really got to tune in to what's going on. Make sure your punchline, your metaphors, everything is top tier.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely. I just, like, it's probably, like, last year. It's been a year since I've been rapping.
So really?
Last year, I was like, you know what? Let me start getting into this rapping thing. I just started going crazy and started writing my own stuff.
Wow, it's only been a year?
A year.
Wow, I thought she was doing this longer than this. Amazing. No. Amazing. So, wow. So now let me ask you now the question, like, who inspired you? Like, what made that? That's the thing. You people ask the same question, like, who inspired you to start rapping? Who inspired you this? Like, you just felt like you just wanted to start writing. You know what I mean? And then the next level was, who did you start listening to? In music, who are some of the people, let's go back, who are some of the people that you loved it when you were singing? So this could tell me, engage you to answer the question leading to up to sort of rappers. Like, who inspired you in terms of rappers?
Definitely Biggie, Notorious. I love his flow, his cadence.
Shout out to B.I.G. Brooklyn.
Definitely Kelly, Nicki Minaj, Lauryn Hill, and Foxy Brown.
Okay, yeah, shout out to all of them. And so when did you want to put that pen to the paper when you started listening to who? Like, who did that for you?
Definitely Biggie, Lauryn Hill, and Foxy. I love the flow. I love the grittiness. I love the versatility. It was just so inspiring to me.
Okay. And so now when you out here in, you know, in the Bronx and stuff, like, what keeps you motivated to, like, inspire you to, like, want to defeat, you know, to be the top and be the best in all of them? You got all of this motivation, inspiration, but what inspires you to say, I'm going hard? Like, I want to be different. I want to be da 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 da. What gives you that oomph?
Definitely my supporters. Like, the way people ride for me and the way people go so hard for me is, like, damn, y'all really is like a bunch of strangers. Like, damn, y'all really liked it. Like, y'all really like what I feel. Y'all really like my art.
Mm-hmm.
So just definitely seeing the reactions from strangers about my art and they like it. So it just pushes me to like, yo, keep going. Like, you have something.
Okay, what was it for you when you were going to school? Like, what type of, person were you growing up? Like, first of all, let me just go back a little bit. I'm West Indian, so you were born in Jamaica or you were born here?
I was born here, but my mom's Jamaican and my dad's Dominican.
Okay, and when you were in school, like, give me an idea what type of person you think you were in school. Like, you know, how did you, like, when, you know, going to school in the Bronx, like, did you think you were different from everybody? And what did your dreams and aspiration, you know, become to you? Like, when it just started, like, saying that you wanted to just be different?
With school now, I was pregnant in school. I do have a baby. I was pregnant in school. And I was pregnant in school. I was doing school till, like, what, 11th grade? And I was, like, up to my 7th month in pregnancy. And I just stopped going to school. I was like, I can't do this no more. Like, I just never went back to school. I dropped out of school. I never went back. I never finished it. Mm. I wasn't interested in finishing it. I think education is cool, but I was just never really into it. Like, I was so street smart. And already, like, I was self-taught. So, I was already teaching myself. And I think I was ahead of my time. So, that shit, it definitely, like, matured me. Into being ready for the real world and stuff. So,
so
I
your
just
son.
Skipped that process.
So, you have a son, correct?
Yes.
And so, he's your greatest inspiration?
Yes. Oh, like, a lot. That's another biggest one part of my inspirations.
And so, how is it being a mom now?
It's not easy and it's not hard. You definitely are living for somebody else. You're definitely thinking for somebody else. So, every move that you make, it has to be strategic and it has to be the right move. So, you and your family could be good.
Okay. And what are some of the other things besides, you know, the rap career? You know what I mean? What are some of the other things that are you looking forward to do in the future?
I definitely want to start my own clothing line from scratch. So I'm very much into fashion. Looks, I'm obsessed with fashion. I found my own self. So I definitely want to have my own clothing line. And I want to start it from scratch.
Okay. And what would be the name?
That I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to come up with it. I want something very unique.
And then who are some of your favorite designers?
Definitely Moschino. Discount Universe. I love them.
Okay.
That's it for right now. That's really giving me, you know, a lot. Like, different.
Moschino alone, that's it?
Like, no, Jeremy Scott. Jeremy Scott and Discount Universe.
Yeah, I like that. Talk up in the phone like that. That's very clear. All right, so where do you think your style? I mean, like, it's, you know, I've been around you for a while, and I'm not going to say exactly where I met you, but I was just really, like, you know, taken back with watching your skills, you know, in the booth and, you know, your writing abilities and everything. And, yeah, you was with your son, and I thought that was very unique because you kind of reminded me of me. I had my son when I was 15, you know what I mean? And I took him to school with me. I did everything with him from that age. So I liked that bond, you know what I mean? I saw that you were very close-knit with your son. At the same time, he was handling your business. I was like, yo, you know what I mean? I didn't know who you were or nothing up until that point. So I then started following. I said, wow, this girl has a really unique look. And then to find out that you had that West Indian culture embedded in you, I thought that was really great. But it was just like, what? Where did you think you grabbed most of your style from? Because you don't have a style like the regulars. Like, I see everybody. I've been watching everybody. Of course, you know, I'm much older, so I see the style trend. I'm a fashionista myself. But you have a different touch. Like, you might grab. So where do you grab and pull your styles in your head from? That's what I want to say.
I'm obsessed with the Harajuku and Tokyo and the Chinese, the Japan people style. So that's where I get my style from. People don't know that. So I'm definitely obsessed with the culture and the way they dress and how different they are and very unique. They're different. The way they put stuff together is very dope. So that's where I take my style from and try to mix it with the urban, like, you know, New York style, definitely.
Okay. Well, you definitely have a unique style. So you have this hot song that's out, that's riding the wave. I was a part of being in, you know, you know, just being there to watch everything transform. I was like, okay, wasn't expecting this. How did you prepare for that? How did you come up with the whole concept for this video? And before you even start, could you play a little bit of that for us?
Sure. 1 second.
Could you bring that louder? On fire right now. Again, for Labor Day 2020, that is so needed, and it is like so trending, like, you know, I want to do them. I'm like, okay. Now, where did you get that concept from in your mind? Tell us a little bit about that.
So I'm definitely Jamaican, so, you know, I wanted to dig into my roots, and I definitely wanted to get something like one of the old 90s songs that everybody know, like my parents' days, is like, you know, y'all era. So I definitely wanted to tip into that, and I wanted to mix it with the new wave in my era. Mm-hmm. So that's what I definitely did. And also with my video that I'm about to drop, I knew I wanted to do something like the 2000s, and I knew I wanted to reference one of the Dancehall Queen or Shotta's movie. So I took some stuff from that. I also took a little inspo from I Am the Leader by Nicki Minaj and Rick Ross video with the tub scene that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely like the 2000s Sean Paul videos, and I just tapped into, you know, the old stuff. I want everybody to feel the old vibe, but the upgraded new version of it mixed with my era.
Yes, so you did a great job. Did a wonderful job, and you did this all on your own concept. I know you had a group, because I was a part of the group, and you were just hitting us with stuff, and you were just like, I like your tenacity, because I said it a lot. There's so much about you that I've never really said, no, but I'm just watching them and observing you from the side, you know, and I thought, well, she have a lot of drive like me, like when I was young, like even still to today, I'm very like, let's go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Like, I want this done. And, you know, like, that's the only way that I think a lot of people is going to get it. If you don't know what you want and how you want it, you're not going to get nothing done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The way you want it. You
that's
have to have.
I had the treatment already wrote up. So I just let whoever was assisting me direct. I was just letting them know, this is what I'm doing. This is how I want it to be. And this is how the people should be. And you just pass on a message to them and deliver it. So when I come out, I'm ready on point. Even if my hair is messing up. Yo, hair lady, do this. Even if my clothes, I feel like it's not tight. Yo, come on, y'all gotta fix this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always prepared, basically. Like, I know what I want.
That's what's
up. I know my vision. I know how I want it to look, too.
Thank you. And that's what I wanted. That's the reason why I wanted to do this podcast, because I needed this young energy. I need this one, you know, this one thing that I saw from you is just, you said it, you knew what you want. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just exist in this world and they don't know what they want. And this is a conversation that I have as a mother with my sons, them on a daily regimen, like knowing what you want and seeing what you want. It's the greatest thing in the world, because so many people walk around here and they're lost. They don't have any indication what they're here for, what they need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did a lot of my time. So to see you and see you have that tenacity and that drive, I was like, oh my God, like, she probably don't even know why I like her. Like, I like her because you just be going, like, you don't let nothing stop you. You know what you want and you go get it. And that is the definition of a go-getter. Some people might think a go-getter is, oh, getting the bag. No, getting what you want is what's up. And so seeing your team and seeing the way y'all moved at the video, I was like, oh my God. And what's my boo name, Black Rose? Oh, shout out to her.
Yes, Star. Shout out, yes.
She is incredible. And also your team, the guys that was there making sure you were tight. I mean, they came.
Shout out to Trey, shout out to Coleman.
Yes, they really came and they were on point. They did their numbers and everything just went so well. So what's next for you? What is next for you after you drop this video?
So we definitely trying to just keep the momentum going. I just need everybody to start getting in tune. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to do everything in my will to just, I just need more exposure. I need everybody to get in tune. I need everybody to follow the movement that I have going on. I need to know I'm serious about my craft and I'm ready to come in the game the proper way.
Right. And so what type, because you're an unsigned artist, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And you're looking to be signed. Like, what type of deal would you be looking for out there in the industry?
Definitely a distribution deal would be dope. Mm-hmm. I just need mainly like marketing and stuff, so... Mainly the marketing. I think that's what I'm like lack of right now is marketing, because I need the proper like tools to market. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's the only thing I think I'm really missing right now.
But with social media out there, you don't think you're taking advantage of it, because marketing is basically social media. You know what I mean? And if you get a deal, you know what I mean, they're just gonna be doing, you know, twice as much. You know what I mean? And then you're going to recruit that money back. So I think you're doing great on social media. You just got to build up your followings on, you know, YouTube and all the other platforms. Like, how are you on YouTube now?
So my YouTube channel is doing all right. It's definitely growing. I see it growing from where I first started. So that's definitely dope.
Absolutely.
Now, and I love it. Like, people's getting more in tune. The subscribers is going up. And I love it.
Very good. Building. So, with that being said now, what are some of your social media handles? This is your marketing.
So, definitely, I have Twitter, I have Facebook, I have YouTube, and I have Instagram. And all of them is London Hill with 3 L's. I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, even Amazon Music. Every streaming platform you think of, I'm on it. London Hill with 3 L's.
Yes.
At the end of Hill, when y'all looking for me.
Yes. So, London, what are your favorite colors?
I definitely love pink. So, if you see, like, in my aesthetic, it's always pink.
I see. I'm not the only pink girl, too. Everybody with the pink stuff. We hard.
Pink is amazing. I love it.
We love this pinky stuff. This is so cute. Like, I saw your colors in your, you know, your costumes and everything, your outfits that you were picking. I loved it, that neon. I mean, tell me about that neon outfit, that first one. And I'll tell you which one.
Yeah. Yeah, so the neon look, I definitely customized it myself. I definitely wanted to go for a dancehall queen look.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely wanted to be 90s Jamaican theme and style. So I just tapped into that. Even with the gold look, I definitely try to do that.
That was my favorite look, that gold look. I love that. And remember, we were debating because I was like, oh, that would look hot with black. And you was like, red. And I was like, you know what? When you were putting it on, I said, girl, you know what you was talking about, because that red just popped it with the red hair, the red pasties over your breasts and everything. It was so fly. Like, everything about that video. I haven't been on a video set in probably 8 to 9 years. And that was the first time. And I was like, okay. I was just so elated to be a part of the little young generation crew of what y'all was doing. I was just observing everything. I was like, okay, get it. So that video looked so hot. It just debuted. You just put a teaser out day before yesterday, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when are you expecting to launch this video?
So we're definitely gonna be launching it sometime next week.
Okay, sometime next week. And who was your production on it?
Akilo Productions, and he bodied it.
Yes, he did. Yes,
he did his thing. Like, I have to give credit where it's due.
And I'm saying, yo, not for nothing. Go ahead. Finish what you was going to say.
He did his thing.
Yeah, he did. And not for nothing, it's so needed, you know what I'm saying, coming from that West Indian culture and with all that's going on with this epidemic, you know, being in this epidemic with this COVID-19, being in this racism shit that's still going on, you know what I'm saying, like, you just came right. And I think like a lot of people's riding away and going back into that West Indian culture, you know me, dancehall queen. And that's another question. Well, since you mentioned the dancehall queen, well, which one of the dancehall queens was your favorite if you ever watch them? Because you know I used to host them.
Definitely, the original dancehall queen, she was definitely dope. And Marcia was dope. Is it Marcia? Yeah, I think it was her.
You know, Beanie Man had his wife, what's her name, Carlene. She was a dancehall queen. Did you see her? Did you ever see her?
The Latin girl that was his girlfriend, right?
Yeah, that's his baby mother, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she definitely killed that role. Like, it was fine. Yeah. And you're definitely going to see, like, we tapped into that too, so...
Yeah. Like I was saying, I used to host them. Like we used to do dancehall queen stuff here. And if you Google some of the stuff, they probably come up. I definitely love the fact that, like I said, you tapped into the West Indian culture right now. It's so needed. Not to say that everybody else's culture is not relevant, but I think dancehall is just one of those things where it's so creative. Like, I must say, as a West Indian, I really, really, really respect the DJs, them, and the women that come. I think they're just so creative with the chanting, you know what I mean? Just knowing how to do that shit so well. The DJs, them, I always been like, damn, what the fuck he said? Like, you know, you always got to go back before you hear hip-hop. What he said? You know what I mean? Right. Like, they be killing it. And it's just a nice upbeat, just makes you want to dance. It just gives it such a Caribbean feel. Like, it's really dope, and I really commend you on that one, so... I won't say London, you did your numbers, okay? And I'm really, really proud of you. You know what I mean? Anything else you want to add to this podcast? Because I just wanted the world to just hear your piece on your own and just giving them. Because I know you're going to be doing more streams and other interviews. But I just wanted my people to get a vip of what was going on and why I was so excited. Because I couldn't believe it to blood clap. I said, what? I just saw going on here, sir. I just look at young kids, them doing this. Whoa. Amazing. Just fantastic. You guys were like 1, 2, 3, synchronizing together. Get it going. Boom, 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 boom. We might have ran out of a little bit of time, you know, but it was still good. The video was dynamic. Everything, your creation, you know what I mean, your team, it was just superb. It was magnificent.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, I mean, like, you know, I think more of the adults and the older generation need to pass the baton down. They need to really... Yeah, they really need to open up the gate and let y'all guys come in. Because look at this. Like, if I wasn't there, I wouldn't have been... Oh, my God. Like, I can't believe it. I was so excited. I was like... I was cool, but I was like, whoa. Uh-uh. Did they just pull this off? 1, 2, 3 like this? Because I remember I was in the track. I was watching everything as it was going. Meanwhile, I was working. At the same time, you still had a date. You had everything. You kept... on, you know, putting it in there, the mat, the costumes, you know, what you want, the boom box. I only think, like I was saying, I wanted to see more of those boom box. I guess when the old video come out, we'll get more scenes of the big boom boxes.
Yeah, you see it in the video though.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, definitely in the video. Wait till you see the finishing part. It's fire.
Oh, okay. All right, London. So, shout out to you, London, for being a young woman.
Thank you so much for having me.
A young mother, you know me, a young entrepreneur, a young business young lady, and also a creator, you know what I mean, and visionary. You know what I mean? And you're doing your thing. So, thank you for being one of the best part of Front Row with Jackie Rowe.
Thank you.
Play your song one more time for me, please.
Got you right now. Water them, I water them, them, them. No for the people that we are sick, then. I water them. You're too funny, I'm going to get a big friend. More water them, I water them, them, them. Christiana Bush, and now we are at them. I water them. Bringing it up one harder, stop figuring. Flow thicker than thick, like Pac triggering. Now I'm slipping even when he put his finger in. I let it go when it's bitch like a tingling. Yeah, you a girl and not a tight up girl. On my head, top of bubble, make the pussy's first burn. Fuck y'all like free rate, whip line I work. Blue handles in the purse, they thought I'm carrying smirks. Kings got more hits than all of your wet birds. Deep into career stuff, like a dick in the butt. But y'all mentioning my name, ain't coming to boo for nuts. Give me the two-seater, Lambo with pink guts.
Yes. All right. London, one more time. Give them your handles. I want to make sure you get your followings just do as you deserve.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram, London Hill with three L's. Y'all can follow me on YouTube, London Hill. Y'all can follow me on Facebook, London Hill. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, London Hill. So y'all keep streaming my music. I'm also on SoundCloud, London Hill. And then my YouTube, the same thing, London Hill.
Okay, one last question. To that little girl that's out there or that young guy that's out there, what would you like to tell them in order to pursue their careers? And with all what you might have went through in the industry already, what do you tell them to look for and the pitfalls and how to move forward?
I honestly want them to give up on any snakes around them. Once you remove, you'll start receiving your blessings. Keep going. Anybody that's telling you can't do it or trying to control your situation, you let them go. Once you let them go, you start seeing your blessings. I just want everybody to know to keep going, believing in yourself. Once you believe in yourself, it's over. And once you have that confidence, it's over. And nobody can ever tell you nothing. And you're just going to be very undefeatable. So just keep going and believe in yourself.
What about the music industry? I mean, we're at almost at the end. What were some of the hang-ups you had or the haspets? I mean,
just a lot of people closing the door on me and not believing my vision. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I guess because I'm not there yet. And people's like, no, she's just talking, da da da. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it takes a lot of work to get people to believe. But then once people start believing, they start seeing the vision. And that's when everybody starts jumping on the bandwagon. So definitely take note of people that never believed you. I'm not saying shit on them. But definitely know, separate the fakes from the real.
What did you do to go hard? And I know we're at the end, but now I'm starting to see certain things. What did you start changing to go hard to get that attention?
Definitely just putting in the work, like being around the right people, putting in the work, and giving them, you know, my main thing was giving them proper material.
Okay.
Like, I knew the sound I wanted to do. I knew the way I was writing songs, and definitely the art I was putting out. People started taking me more serious once I started putting it out. And then I just see the numbers start going up. And I just see more people getting in tune. More people come to my page. More people be posting me. Like, every day somebody be posting me. Every day somebody listens to my music. And then the radio picking it up, that was a major thing. Like, Hot 97 had it on repeat. Like, Usher Rock, they had that shit on rotation. And it was so dope. Like, that shit made me cry. And it just seemed like, damn, like, you really, like, whatever the work, when you put that work in, like, the universe really bless you.
Absolutely. Wow. So, London, again, thank you so much for being one of the best parts of
Frontline. No, thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, London, thank you. I look forward to it. Bye.